I want to welcome everybody this morning also. Visitors too, thank you could come join this Sunday school time with us this morning. Tug Fork River separates Mingo County, West Virginia from Pike County, Kentucky. Extreme south, western West Virginia, north central Kentucky. In the mid-19th century, it also separated the families of... Now, I don't have another southern drawl this morning to roll this off the way it's supposed to, but it was Devil Ansie Hatfield and old Randall McCoy, the families. History tells us that neither men were violent by nature. Both of them were prolific fathers, though. I don't know the exact number of the McCoys, but the Hatfields had 13 children. 4 daughters, 9 sons. Simple hospital mountaineers is what history tells us they were. Effective, affectionate, and home-loving. But they both shared the same mortal flaw, an overpowering family pride, and sons that were too quick to take offense and too stubborn to forgive. And as usually what happens, or maybe not always, some situations arise that aren't necessarily the doings of the family. In this situation, the Civil War started. West Virginia sided with the Union. Kentucky sided with the Confederates. The Hatfields were West Virginia natives, and McCoys were Kentucky natives. But the Hatfields were sympathizers with the Southerners, and the McCoys were sympathizers with the Union Army. Devil Ansie Hatfield's family, for that reason, realized that his property was in danger. So they joined and formed their own militia group, a loosely fit group of rebels. It was mostly his sons and some locals around there. And they patrolled that area. And as guerrillas normally do, it was a tit-for-tat fight. Property was claimed, property was given up, and so forth and so on. They were called the Logan Wildcats. But the situation between the families up to this point was not personal. Until Harmon McCoy joined the Union Army, which is Randall McCoy's son. And it wasn't until he returned back that the problem arose. He was hunted down by the Logan Wildcat gang when he returned and eventually killed. Things calmed down for a few years until a pig was stolen. Now, at that time, I understand animals kind of ran wild. But one of them claimed it was the other one's, and the other one claimed it was theirs, and the situation turned from bad to worse. And then you get a little romance involved, and you get a marriage involving one and the other. Without taking a lot of time this morning, it became known as one of the most historical and well-known feuds, family feuds in history. 1865, Harmon McCoy was the first death. Randall McCoy accused Floyd Hatfield of stealing his pig. 1880, Bill Stanton murdered Paris and Sam McCoy in June. Rosine McCoy and John Z. Hatfield meet. They later get married and they move to the Hatfield's cabin. 1881, things don't go too well. She moves out, returns back to her father. She catches measles, miscarries her baby. John Z. marries her sister, Nancy. That's 1881. Jeff McCoy gets killed on the banks of the Tug, 1882. 1888, old Randall McCoy leaves Almore and Calvin Hatfield dead and burns the house to the ground. 1891 the feud ends. The tally is 13 dead. The ironic part of the whole thing, the original family members, Anzie Hatfield, Randall McCoy, were basically left unharmed to the whole situation. Both lived well into their 80s. History tells us Anzie became a Christian, 1911, approximately 1911 sometime. He died in 1921. No record of old Randall McCoy ever becoming a Christian, but he died in 1914. If you look at our Sunday school lesson this morning, the greatest commandment, number one, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Number two, love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, most of us aren't going to be Hatfields and McCoys. At least we hope not. And we can spend all morning here talking about who's our neighbor and who's not our neighbor. Turn your Bibles to Romans 13, if you would, please. Romans 13, starting at verse 8 through the end of the chapter. Verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in the saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbors. Therefore, loving is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast out the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in a day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye all in the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Challenge us, you know, to respect our neighbor. You know, if we hurt him, we're responsible to apologize. If he helps us, we're responsible to thank him. If a disagreement arises, do we take the initiative to work it out? Or do we follow the path of the Hatfields and McCoys and use violence and bloodshed for years and years to come? We always owe loving thoughts towards others, towards every human being, because I think the Bible tells us they are our neighbors. Let's pray. God, we want to lift this morning to you. God, we're grateful for each one that can make it out today. And God, we thank you that, you know, you bless us with another day. And God, for the Sunday school lesson to challenge us to love you with all our heart, and not only you, but to love our neighbor as yourself. God, we just pray that for each teacher and for the discussion in the classes that they can, everybody can leave there getting something out of it, something to use tomorrow, into the coming week, and into the future. God, we left Doug to you this morning too, as he brings the message later on, and for those that have part in the worship, and God, we just want to lift them to you too. And again, thank you, God, for the day, and we just want to pray your blessing on it. In your name we pray, amen.